理课堂听 class.com。
Question number one.
Ken has really slimmed down since I saw him last.
I noticed that too. He told me he wanted to lose at least 10 more pounds.
He's certainly off to a good start. I hope he doesn't go overboard, though.
What is the man concerned about?
Question number two.
Your score on this test is a far cry from what you got on the last one.
You're telling me I barely passed that one.
What does the man mean?
Question number three.
In another week, I'm going to miss all this peace and quiet.
True, but wouldn't you rather be spending the spring break in Florida instead of here working on your thesis?
Who wouldn't? I think we're the only two people still left on campus.
How does the woman feel?
Question number four.
You've been staring at that painting for the last 5 minutes.
It's just what we need for the apartment. It would look great over the sofa, wouldn't it?
You'd better think twice. Remember, we'll only be in that apartment until you graduate. It's hard to tell how it'll look in a new place.
What does the woman think?
Question number five.
I'll be out of town at a seminar all next week. Could you take care of my dog while I'm away? She's very well behaved.
Actually, I would like to help you out. I'm really fond of dogs, but my landlord certainly isn't.
What can be inferred from this conversation?
Question number six. Professor Harris is looking for qualified volunteers to accompany him on a 2-month archaeological expedition in South America this summer.
That would be a fabulous chance to get some hands-on experience. I wonder what the prerequisites are. I'd jump at the chance to go.
Who wouldn't? But I think we'd be up against some stiff competition.
What does the woman mean?
Question number seven.
The new computerized search service in the library is fantastic. It sure did save me a lot of time researching this term paper for my economics class. It probably cut my time in half.
When I tried it, things didn't turn out so well. For my history paper, it turned up too many useless results. I had to spend a lot of time sifting through them to find the ones I could use.
How does the woman feel about the new search service?
Question number eight. So, Peter, how did you spend your 3-day weekend? All I've heard from you for the last month is how much you were looking forward to it.
I was planning to go home, but at the last minute, I decided it wasn't worth the trouble of dealing with the crowds for such a short time.
That's why I decided to stick around.
What can be inferred about the woman?
Question number nine.
Haven't you taken those books back yet? The library has already sent you 2 warnings. One more and they'll fine you.
I still need a couple of those books to finish a paper. Besides, what difference does it make? The fine will only be a few dollars.
I wouldn't be too sure about that if I were you. You'd better check the regulations in your student handbook.
What does the man imply? Question number 10.
Would you mind if I sat down? There aren't many other seats available.
No problem. I've got plenty of extra room here. Just let me move some of my things. I guess I shouldn't have put them on the chair in the first place.
Thanks. With finals coming up, the library's been really packed all week.
What will the man probably do next? Question number 11.
You look confused. What's the matter?
I am confused. I haven't the slightest idea what to do with some of these computer parts. Should I ask Robert to help me put this thing together?
Well, I can't help you, and I don't know of anyone who is better at that kind of thing than Robert. Do you?
What does the man mean? Question number 12.
Melissa, I heard you won't be going to the party Saturday night. Are you sure there's no way you can make it?
I'd like to go, but I'm too far behind in a couple of my classes. If I don't get caught up now, I'm afraid it'll get out of hand.
Well, if you decide to come at the last minute and need a ride or something, just let me know.
Why doesn't the woman think she'll be able to go to the party? Question number 13. This course is driving me crazy. Maybe I should withdraw.
If I were you, I'd think twice before I did that. I know the course is demanding, but you know you'll have to deal with it sooner or later.
I guess so. It does make a lot of sense to get it out of the way as soon as possible.
What is the man saying to the woman?
Question number 14.
Will you be able to come over and help me organize the outline for my anthropology term paper tonight? I'm getting nowhere with it. I really need your advice.
I'm pretty busy, but I suppose I could give you an hour or two.
That ought to be enough. Once the outline is complete, I should be able to take it from there.
What is the man telling the woman? Question number 15.
John called while you were out this morning. He asked me to tell you that he wanted to talk to you after class today.
I wonder if he's upset about my not going to the mountains with him last week. He's been acting pretty strange lately.
I don't know what's wrong with him, but it sounded like he wanted to get something off his chest.
What does the man think about John?